On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BC football team coming off of a homecoming win will host Minnesota State Moorhead this weekend. Center Corey Immerman, our guest. Let's get this out of the way. Offensive linemen say that nobody ever knows about them unless they get called for holding. So what can you tell us about Corey Immerman?
Fifth-year senior out of Becker, Minnesota. I've been playing football for 13 years now, since fifth grade. Was a wrestler in high school. Did okay. Didn't grade much, but math head major up here. My last year on campus here, I'll be student teaching next semester.
You guys, as an offensive line, have certainly been through the wars. You guys kind of got thrown to the wolves a few years ago. You were real, real young. In the long run, was that maybe the best thing that could have happened for this team?
At the time, I would have said no, but right now, I think it really was, because that made sure we learned everything we had to right away instead of, you know, putting everything back. But I certainly don't recommend it for anyone, but it did in the long run help out, because now it's a lot easier for all of our calls because we've been here for so long.
As an older guy, what have you noticed about Jordan Noyen this year? The only young guy on that offensive line.
He's really stepped up this year. Even in the spring, he made a lot of improvements, mainly because he was out there. I mean, he's had a lot of injuries, kept him off the field, but now he's staying healthy and he's doing a really good job out there.
As an offensive line, heck, since you guys got thrown in, granted you were young at that point, but you've never been a huge offensive line. What makes you so good?
Probably the scheme. We do a lot of double team blocks, pulling, just keeping the defense guessing mainly, and it works to our advantage because we got a lot of quick guys up front, a lot of sub 4.8 pro agility times, so that definitely helps out quite a bit.
Don't hit me for saying this, okay? The stereotype is out there, quote, big dumb lineman. As much as you guys are asked to do pulling, knowing your assignment, as sophisticated as defenses are right now, you got to be smart about the game of football to be able to play the position, don't you?
Yeah, it's definitely not that case at all, because any given week you got to know 3, maybe 4 defensive fronts, and we got a whole playbook. So each defense, you got to do a different call and a different scheme. It's a lot to take in, so you gotta know the game more than anything,
and you in particular, because those calls all start from you, correct?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, they do.
When you walk up to the line of scrimmage, about the only thing you need to remember is what the snap count is on, but once you're walking up there, you're looking at the defense. What's going through your mind?
Well, first I want to identify what defense they're in, because a lot of teams like to disguise it right away just to try to fool the center. But start off by counting D linemen, linebackers, and then not only how many there are, but where they're at, if they're stacked or if they're slanting to a side or something like that, and then I make a call based on what I see.
You guys do incorporate some zone blocking, a lot of pulling. You guys, like you said, do a lot of things. Which is the easiest type of block to make?
I'd say just a big on big block, one on one, you against the other guys, see who's better.
When you get beat, because it's going to happen no matter what, defenses are too darn good, do you take that personally?
When we get beat as a team or when I personally get beat?
Both.
All right, well, a little more if I personally get beat, I take that a little more personal, because I just got beat by somebody, and it does hurt when we lose as a team. But it's just part of football. You got to be able to move on, focus on the next week.
As mobile as Lance is, does that make your job even harder?
It does and it doesn't. Him being mobile definitely helps in case something does happen and one of us does get beat. He can get away from it, but when he is mobile, sometimes we don't know where he is back there. So we could be blocking them away from him, but we also could be throwing them right at him. So it's kind of like a guessing game sometimes.
The cliche is there's holding on every play. Is that true?
That depends on your definition of holding. If you ask a D lineman, yes, offensive lineman, there is mere grabbing at best, but if you're looking from a spectator, yeah, there's holding on every play. There's no offensive lineman out there that can say he's never held, because if we couldn't, we couldn't do our job. So it's there's a fine line between acceptable and penalties. So
why center?
I enjoy it. I enjoy having that. I don't know. I consider putting a little extra pressure on myself, just because play starts with me. If I don't get the ball to Lance, we don't go anywhere. So I kind of like putting that in my own hands. And it's, well, to begin with, that's where they put me. So I don't, maybe it has something to do with the height thing. I don't know. But I do like the responsibilities that come with it, getting to be able to be the guy to call out the front and make all of his calls first before everyone else.
As an offensive line, are you happy that you only have to face your defense in practice?
Yeah, sometimes. I sometimes say that the trickiest defense I'll ever face is our own, because so far they've been able to disguise things better than some of the other teams that we've played against. So I think that's kind of a benefit for us, because it's only practice when we have to go against that. And if we were to play them in a game, that might pose a problem.
You've been around long enough to see this program come to the point where it is right now. Is the sky the limit this year with you guys?
We like to think so. We like to think that if, as an offense, we like to say that if we don't beat ourselves, nobody can. And that's been the case all year. As long as we haven't gotten any penalties or, you know, missed cues or anything, no teams really haven't been able to stop us. So it's kind of the saying, yeah, the sky would be the limit, hopefully.
When you were recruited, what swayed things in favor of BSU?
The area up here is awesome. When I came up, I really liked it. It reminded me a lot of back home. Smaller campus, I like that. Our class sizes have been really small, so that's been very nice. And when I talked to the head coach, Coach Tesh, when I first got here, and I told him how small I was, because I was only weighed about 245 when I came up for a visit. And he's like, "Oh, no problem. Put about 20 pounds on here, and we'll see you in the fall." So I was kind of like, "Oh, okay. So it's no big deal." So that was also a really nice part.
Congratulations on a great year, and good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.